This is SB Nation Radio, and you're listening to Game Night with Matt Perrault.
Well, last night we saw the Denver Broncos win their opener on Monday Night Football thanks to a blocked field goal attempt by the Los Angeles Chargers. That was a very fun football game after a little bit of a sleeper until about halfway into the third quarter, and then things really picked up in the fourth quarter. Christopher Hart covers the Broncos from Mile High Report, SB Nation's Broncos site, and he joins us here on SB Nation Radio. Chris, Matt Perrault, good evening. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. All right, so which Broncos team is the real Broncos team going into week two? The team that played in the first half or the team that played in the second half?
I'd like to believe that it's the team that played in the first half. They absolutely dominated the game for, well, I'd say actually three quarters, and a couple unfortunate turnovers in the fourth quarter really kind of put them in a bind there and made Broncos fans who thought they had an easy win have a nail biter for the last 15 minutes. But, you know, I was really impressed with what I saw on offense for the first three quarters, especially for Trevor Siemian to come out like that after being declared the starting quarterback and to have the game he did was very encouraging. The team got the running game going in the first half and continued that throughout the course of the game, which was really great to see. With Mike McCoy as offensive coordinator now, we have legitimate threats at the tight end position. It'd been a while since we'd gotten production like that at the position. Five catches for 98 yards, which was great to see. So I really think that as the season goes on, that the Broncos offense will continue to get better. And the defense outside a lapse there in the last couple of minutes after those turnovers, you know, was really strong throughout the course of the game. Rivers didn't have a lot going on in the first three quarters. I think the whole team for Los Angeles had like 150 yards through three quarters. So I truly believe that the first half team that we saw with the Broncos is the team that we're going to see out through the course of the year. So I'm really excited about that. And it was a heck of a way to start off the season. So I'm really looking forward to see what happens throughout the last 15 games.
You know, Christopher, you mentioned the play of Trevor Siemian, and I was very impressed with his mobility. I was impressed with, one, the running touchdown he had, but also just the fact that he was willing to run more than normal. Is that a feature that Mike McCoy wants, or is that Trevor Siemian adding a new wrinkle to his talents, to his arsenal here for 2017?
Well, I don't think it's really anything that McCoy is really having planned in the offense for him to do, but I really think that, you know, after a long off season of studying hard, getting acclimated to the new playbook, you know, when the game's live and some things aren't going the way you want them to and you don't see the things on the field that you want to be there, improvising, making plays on your legs is just something that a quarterback needs to do. And I think it's something that Simeon's been able to add to his repertoire this past off season. So I think that we'll just see him, you know, making plays on the ground if he has to. I don't think it's really anything that Mike McCoy wants to do so often, see his quarterback maybe take some hits like that on the runs. But if you got to make the plays and you got to get the yards, certainly running is an option for him if that's there for him.
Christopher Hart covers the Broncos for SB Nation. Mile High Report joining us here on Game Night. T.J. Ward gets cut right before the beginning of the year. It shocked a lot of people. It shows kind of a different defensive philosophy for the Broncos heading into this year. What do you think of the defense without T.J. Ward, and what do you think this defense could do this coming season? Because they looked pretty good at times last night. They looked dominant.
Yeah, I think that the defense is going to be just fine. T.J. Ward was a really good player for us, and I was very thankful for all he did here in Denver while he was with the team. But the team last year did extend Darian Stewart, who had a phenomenal season. That's not really a household name across the NFL, but he played lights out with the Broncos last year and was very well deserving of a contract. And behind him, they had Justin Simmons, who they had drafted in the third round out of Boston College in the 2016 draft, and they really had high hopes for him. And when you use a high pick on a guy like that at safety, you really don't want him sitting around for a couple years. So at the same time, they're getting a guy in Simmons switching to free safety with Stewart going to strong safety, you have a little bit better coverage on the back end there. Ward was exceptional against the run, but he was a liability in coverage, you know, only being about 5'10". It was really hard for him to match up, you know, one-on-one against tight ends without being, you know, out-jumped or out-positioned for balls on a regular basis. So I think that's, you know, not a huge loss from a leadership perspective it is, but not necessarily from the on-the-field perspective. As far as the rest of the defense goes, you don't have to worry about Chris Harris, Aqib Talib, and the rest in the no-fly zone. They're always going to do their job every Sunday. The linebackers looked pretty good last night. Brandon Marshall had a good game. I think he had about 8 tackles, and he was very active. Outside of a blown coverage assignment by Todd Davis, he did a really good job in the run game and helping shut down that Chargers rushing attack with Melvin Gordon. The main concern that I have for the team in the long run this season is certainly the defensive line position. We've got some young players on the line that have been injured, but Adam Gotsa stepped up big last night and had a good game. But I'm kind of worried about Demonte Pico holding up at the line of attack at age 34, 35 throughout the course of the year. The big concern that I saw last night, you know, Shaq Barrett and Von Miller were able to get some pressure around the edge, but on the interior with their three-man front, they weren't really getting any push or collapse on that pocket against Rivers, which really did afford them some time. But it was great to see their run defense be very stout. That was a huge problem for them last year. And if I recall correctly, I think the Chargers only had about 65 yards on like 25 carries, so it was less than 3 yards a carry. So I think that the Denver defense is going to continue to be the Denver defense that we've come to know the past few years throughout the course of the season. Just hopefully they'll find a way to be able to get after the quarterback a little bit better the next couple games, especially against Dak Prescott this coming week, just because one sack's really not going to cut it on a game-to-game basis in an NFL where so much is dependent on the aerial attack.
Christopher, how much pressure in your mind is on Vance Joseph, given the fact that this team missed the playoffs last year? Trevor Siemian has won the quarterback job, but he didn't win it resoundingly over Paxton Lynch. They brought back Brock Osweiler, a guy who knows the offense. What do you make of Vance Joseph and what the fans are expecting out of this Broncos team this year? And can he afford to miss the playoffs without the fans being really upset?
Well, you know, Denver's it's just a tremendous football franchise with a storied history. Every year, you know, if you don't make the playoffs, it's always going to be a disappointment. That's what fans are looking for here with the tradition that we've set. And, you know, coming off a Super Bowl win 2 years ago, that was something really special. As far as it being a really big pressure season for Vance Joseph, I don't know if it's, you know, that big of a deal if the Broncos don't, you know, make the playoffs for him. You got to remember he's coming into a situation where he had to bring in a completely whole new offense. You know, Wade Phillips left for the Rams, so that was kind of a big loss as far as the coaching staff aspect goes earlier in the season. But, you know, Joe Woods, who was the defensive backs coordinator, was promoted to D coordinator, and I think, you know, they're not going to miss a beat there. This really, you know, you also have to take into consideration that the AFC West is just probably the hardest division in all of football.
Yep.
The Chiefs, you know, looked really, really good against the Patriots in the season opener, and I think that they are going to be a very hard team to beat. The Oakland Raiders, they added talent in the offseason. Derek Carr is there for another year. They've got Beast Mode back in town. It's, you know, you got to put everything into perspective and realize that it's not always easy to consistently make the playoffs and win division titles. But, you know, in 5 of the 6 years that Elway's been here, that's exactly what's happened. So anything short of that will be a letdown for most fans. But I hope that they would kind of have the perspective that this is a whole new regime. And sometimes it takes a while for things to get going, but you know, you look back a couple of years ago and Gary Kubiak was able to pull the proverbial rabbit out of the hat and, you know, get us a Super Bowl victory in Super Bowl 50. So anything could happen, but, you know, I would just hope that fans would have a little bit less expectations, not necessarily less expectations, but not be too hard on a first-time head coach if they don't make the playoffs, all things considered.
Right. Christopher, great stuff tonight. Thanks for the time. Really appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
That is Christopher Hart. You can follow him on Twitter, Top Her Hart. SB Nation's Mile High Report covering the Broncos for us here on SB Nation Radio. And look, I think he's right. Christopher's right on the point that it's a really hard division, and there's going to be games just like last night. That game could have gone the other way. That game could have wound up being a loss for the Broncos. They won it, but it could have gone the other way. And look, there's going to be games like that against, I think, the Raiders and against the Chiefs, where it's going to come down to a possession or two. And really, given where the AFC is, you know, I could see three teams out of the West making the postseason, but you got to look at the Steelers and the Patriots, and you got to think about, you know, where these playoff teams are going to come out of and how many wins do you need to get into the postseason. And you may need 10 wins, 11 wins. Not saying the Broncos can't get there, but last year when teams figured out Trevor Siemian, they got after it and their offensive line didn't block, he had a real tough time. He did look good last night, though. I will give you that. He did look good. 800-777-2907, the phone number. More to come. We'll talk next about the Vikings and their win, and wow, they look good.